we draw a clock like this. What time would you say this is?
Well, I don't think that's quite 11. That'd be 10:30 maybe. Oh, wait a minute there. Well, that'd be 15 minutes to 11.
And let's see, 1960 was last year, 1961 is?
The present year.
Yeah. And if a little boy is having a birthday, if at his last birthday he was 2, then he's having a birthday today, you'd say today he is?
3. I had a birthday last week.
I know. 77.
77.
I got here on the right day.
That's right. Was you here on my birthday?
Yeah. If it's been rainy for a long time and then the rain clouds start to go away, what would you say the weather is doing?
Clearing up.
If we've had one kind of weather and we're getting another kind of weather, we'd say the weather is... Say it's been, we've had one kind of weather, maybe clearer or something?
Well, we say the weather's real changeable, mm-hmm. but we say it's getting blustery or something like that, don't know which way it goes, you know.
Mm-hmm. And if we've had a clear sky and we see little bits of clouds appear, we say the clouds...
Thunderheads.
What are the clouds doing?
Floating around.
Or would you say they're gathering or collecting?
Well,
or
yeah.
Forming?
Yeah. You know, I've seen just a little cloud. I seen it out here when you wouldn't hardly see a cloud in another hour where it'd be ready to rain, you know.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that strange?
Yeah, then you have a clear sky and maybe an hour or two, you know, why there you'd be sitting in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
You won't know where they come from.
Did you have any special terms for a rain that doesn't last very long, it's very heavy?
Well, we call that a downpour.
Mm-hmm. And rain when you have thunder and lightning and...
Well, they call that electric storm.
Well, they're pretty frightening sometimes, right?
Oh, yes. I had our house struck one time, knocked the boards off the head of my bed, and I've been afraid of lightning ever since.
Yeah, I have, too. I was with the Forest Service one summer up in the mountains. That I was never bothered until then, but since then I've had a healthy respect for it. Did you say that you had a place to go when there were tornadoes and things like that?
We all had a cave in early days.
Uh-huh.
You see, we were down this cave one time, and we thought the storm was over. And they come up and went back to the house and just got in bed, the lightning struck the house, and that's when it killed my dog, you know, and tore the boards off in the house, the end of my bed, and it put 10 holes through the floor underneath the stove. Had a teakettle sitting on the stove to throw it clear through a door in the other room.
Mm-hmm. Ruined it?
Oh yes, broke it all up. Mm-hmm. That stove never was no good at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it tore the brick all out of flue, except 4 in the square of the cove of the house. And 4 bricks on top of the house gone and down inside the house gone. But the 4 right in the square of the house didn't even tear out.
Fitted right in there.
But it didn't set the house fire.
Well, that was lucky.
Yeah. Tore the boards off the end of my house where my bed sits. Was up the head of the bed.
Hmm. Did you have any special kinds of windstorms?
Well, we had cyclones such as that. But we had lots of straight winds in them days.
Mm-hmm. Strong?
Oh, my land. I was out to milking one time, come a windstorm out of the northwest, dust storm, and I started the house, had about 6 inches deep in my bucket, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We got the granary, I got around the corner of the granary, and then I crawled on my hands and knees that bucket of milk to the house, and when I got to the house, I couldn't tell whether I had milk or mud. It just dust blowed in that bucket, you know, but I held on to that bucket till I crawled in the house.
When was this? Was this in the 30s?
Huh?
Was this in the 30s?
Oh, no. That was back in about 1900.
Hmm.
60 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like we had so many storms up out of the northwest then.
Hmm. Did they come from other directions, too?
Well, most of our storms in the early days seemed like it was out of the northwest, but now you get them